forecast today moving in is much better than the rain that we saw all yesterday. 70 downtown at WGCL, 81 and cloudy today. I wish I could tell you it wasn't going to be humid in the afternoon, but I'm not going to do that to you.
How is that not even possible
it's
with
August,
the 5.25 inches of rain we've gotten?
It's August in Indiana, and if we didn't have any rain, it still could be very humid. 68 tonight. Only a 20% chance. Just a 20% chance tomorrow. Clouds. Maybe we will see some sunshine on Thursday. Thursday night down to 69. Friday night lights. High school football kicks off on Friday night. We'll be on the south side with the Panthers and the Brownsburg Bulldogs. They're ranked number 10 in Class 6A, South number 2 in 5A. The good news on Friday is the afternoon thunderstorms will be in the afternoon, not in the evening. Mostly clear skies in the evening, Margaret, with isolated thunderstorms developing after midnight. So that's a great forecast for football on Friday nights. 84 for a high. Saturday, 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms. Mainly cloudy in the afternoon, then thunderstorms likely again. So we've got thunderstorms in and out all day on Saturday. 80 and an 80% chance of rain. But Friday, or Sunday rather, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine, 75 for a high, 59 for a low, and then Monday and Tuesday next week are so good, I will make you look them up yourself. 74 and 58, 77 and 60, sunshine, sunshine, Monday and Tuesday of next week. Before what comes on Wednesday of next week? Go ahead, you guess. Thunderstorms, that's right. Updated forecast, live radar, find it all at WGCL
that
Radio.
That was like a trick question.
Well, I lulled you into a false sense
you
of security.
Did. I was like going along
bam.
There and I'm listening. And then all of a sudden,
the rain is back.
You know, what are you doing?
5.25 inches in the last 7 days. That's real rain. All right, it is Wednesday morning. It's just after 8:05. We check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk, who makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm always fine when it's Wednesday morning.
That's exactly right. Flowers
somehow
are growing.
Somehow my guess is the sun's not shining over there. If it's as cloudy as well, over here, Marty, though.
Oh, it is.
We're just making it so that it'd be real special when it does.
Yeah,
right.
It certainly will be because we're all going to go out and go, what's that thing out there in the sky?
My daughter is coming down from Indianapolis. They're going camping. Did they pick a bad time to go camping? But they have determined they better come in another direction. So they're going to come in from the Spencer direction and try to avoid some of that traffic coming in town for the students.
Yeah,
and,
what's another 30 minutes if you can move in traffic? I've done that before with the construction on 37.
Right.
I've gone to the airport a couple ways going over to Spencer. Yeah, it's 30 minutes longer.
Do you have a spot for some of the sleeping bags at your house on Saturday?
It'll be a little muddy.
they know how to tough it out. They are expert.
Oh, they're outdoors? They're outdoors? That's good.
Yeah, because
they'll need.
I never was that outdoorsy. So.
Not me. You get that from me.
Camping at the Hyatt Regency, right? That's where it takes place. Marty is a county councilwoman. She makes her weekly Wednesday visits to keep our eyes on our tax dollars. The county council's function is making sure all that is collected and spent properly. Did you have a meeting last night, Marty? Are we in budget time? Where what's the calendar look like?
Oh, we did not have a meeting last night, but we are, those of us looking at these numbers, we're still up until late at night and early again in the morning trying to see as these department heads turn in their budgets and to see what the requests are and trying to look at what our revenue might be. You know, this is, it's very difficult to come up with the right numbers when we really don't have all the numbers we need as yet from the state. But at this point, this is way subject to change, but certainly at this point, it looks like the departments are requesting well over $1 million more than what the revenue is going to be bringing in.
Well, just bond some more money out there, Marty. You know, I mean, everybody's got money trees in their backyard. Didn't you know that?
Well, that of course, is true. And this, of course, is not... there's so much that's not included in this because we're still having to estimate what our income tax might be revenue because we don't know for certain. We know what we're told that the county's supposed to get as a whole, but it's when they break down what Monroe County government's portion will be and then we'll use that number. Also, I wanted to say that in the past, last week when I talked about meeting with the people from Richland Bean Blossom School Corporation and so forth to meet with the Department of Local Government Finance, we were told there that no, the state must have included that debt that's going to be paid off. So hopefully that takes care of whatever problem that we were going to have over there as far as losing so much money through that circuit breaker. We hope that's going to be entirely the case.
Marty, you said that these department heads have turned in over $1 million over what you think your income is going to be. Were their numbers similar to last year, or are they just doing a lot of wish list dream type stuff in this budget?
Well, no, what we're trying to do, it appears, there was a committee that made suggestions. It has not been discussed in total by the entire council, was that to put in an 8-year bump up in salary. Because we've had, if you've been worked with the county for a year, you get a raise, and if you've been there for 3 years, you get a raise, and thereafter you're just sitting there. You get no other. You can be there 10 years, and you get no other raise. You're making the same thing that the person who came on board many years after you got there. So we're trying to put in place, if you've been there 8 years, then you get another increase, but. Those numbers are included, and we just have to see, can we really, can we do that? So,
well, I sympathize, but boy, you know, if the money's not there, then what do we do?
Well, and I think indeed that there's a lot of the reason why many are hoping that we get that public safety tax, because then money is going to start being switched around. As a matter of fact, one of the conversation that I saw happened at the commissioner's work session was taking the money that we're going to save by not putting into central dispatch that $300,000+ and assisting the airport in some manner. So I'm not real certain exactly what the airport's needs are at this point. I do know they're doing a lot of rebuilding or reworking the safety fencing around. So I was not at that work session, and since they don't televise it, it's really hard to tell what's going on.
Well, but isn't there a county commissioner, a council member on, it's supposed to be on that committee?
Well, you mean the work session?
I'm talking about for the airport.
Yes, there is. But I didn't see this, the notes from the department head meeting until yesterday.
Okay. All right.
See, we don't get those until late. So I did not have an opportunity to find out what's actually going on. There's going to be so much that we're going to be working on, trying to just get our numbers together, and in addition to which, not just the county's budget, but then, of course, we'll be voting on the Salt Waste District and Perry Clear Creek Fire Department budgets, and those are truly our budgets to vote up or down or change in any way we feel like is necessary. And that brings me to discuss the article in the paper a couple of days ago, having to do with the Solid Waste District, and saying that rather than paying $100,000 for some consultant to come in and talk to us or look up numbers for us, those numbers really are as readily available by our own staff as the consultant would have to get the numbers from our staff in order to put this together. So it's my hope that
Marty, I don't understand something. We have an incredible resource called Indiana University, and Indiana University on a regular basis helps local businesses, local not-for-profits, either through Kelly School or through SPIA, and they will do research projects like this, as part of class time with and giving their students real world experience.
Why aren't
we taking and using some of that resource? I mean, I can't believe that they won't help the county of Monroe with something like this.
And I'm certain, if asked, that they would see if we couldn't be worked into their schedule. We do use interns quite often in the different departments, and grateful for them. But regarding exactly this thing where they're saying, I'd spend $100,000, it's my hope that the county council will just say, no, let's get the information that you say you would like to have. Let's get it from the staff, in addition to which the staff has already made it clear it's going to be more, there was a concern about how it would hurt the environment to be driving the trucks all the way to one of the landfills, and we would go to this other landfill. Well, now they're saying it'll be a lot more, and, you know, I think I shared that with you
carbon
last week.
Carbon footprint.
That's right.
Right, the carbon footprint would be more. So,
And so will the monetary footprint, Marty. That'll be the other interesting part.
Well, and yeah, like I said, everybody in Monroe County has money trees in their backyard, apparently. So.
Well, and we've been told many, many times you have to have a larger area that you're growing your amount that you're going to be using for recyclables, more people using it. Well, that may be true in the city. They might be able to have more people get their recyclables ready. But we've got to remember, this tax is paid by everybody throughout the county, and there are thousands and thousands of people out in the county. We don't have city trash pickup. So we have private haulers, and you cannot force those private haulers to take those recyclables or any part of that trash to anything that the county directs them to. We're not allowed to do that.
And oftentimes, those haulers have already established contracts with people, and so they can't just change it on a whim.
Well, and nor that they can't be directed to, because that's their own.
Well, I'm saying even if they wanted to support it, Marty.
Right.
I mean,
right.
A lot of them are going to have contracts with certain people, and I just can't believe that they don't, because, I mean, that's got to give them better prices to have contracts. I mean, that would just make sense.
Right. So, at any rate, that's something that we'll have to be looking at. The other thing that we know we have been told, I told you last week, I've been saying that I did not think the state was going to approve our public safety tax. Evidently, our office, council office, knew on Tuesday before we went into our meeting last Tuesday that the state had definitely said no, we didn't approve it, but they didn't tell the council. We didn't find out some of us at least did not find out until Wednesday afternoon that the state already notified us on Tuesday, no, this is not going to work. So why they didn't tell us so that we would at least have the knowledge on Tuesday, I could have shared it with you last Wednesday. But they have worked on putting together another resolution and ordinance. They're sending it to the state to see if the state likes what they've put together and review it. They've got 30 days to do that. This all has to happen before we hit October 1, so time is of the essence here. But we've already been told how much more money this dollar is going to be bringing in to the county, and it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me to be able to continue to save. We want 30% to go over to Central Dispatch, which gives them so many thousands of thousands more dollars than what they said they wanted.
Well, how do you go about, quote-unquote, fixing that number or reconnoitering it?
Well, all they have to do is look at the number and adjust it downward so that...
Why would they do that? They wouldn't get the money.
They would just say, here's what Central Dispatch needs for this year, and then take a percent of what the state's already told us we're going to get, and take a percent of that, and so then you can change that on the ordinance, what percent that the Central Dispatch gets. That's simple enough. 30% of a larger number is going to be more money than what they said they needed. So if it's only 25% of the larger number.
It should be a dollar number, shouldn't it? It shouldn't even be a percentage. It
should
just be a dollar number.
Right. Wouldn't that be nice? But we're not allowed to do it that way. So if it's going to be a percent and come off at the top. Now, actually, the state sent us directions, and it looked to me like that direction was saying to the county, if you want money to go to a PSAP, which is our central dispatch, then you need to put it in the form of a percent, and then it certainly looked to me like they were saying it, take it from the very top of the total income tax, not just from the public safety tax. But we'll see. They sent the information to the state, and so we'll see what the response is going to be. In addition to which, they've already prepared something for the county and Ellisville and Steinsville and the city of Bloomington to vote on, saying how much of those dollars is going to go to the fire departments. And there has been that resolution put together that there will be some money going to the separate fire departments. It was $307,000 that was going to be split up amongst the various fire departments. So that will also be ready to be voted on.
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in with us every Wednesday morning. And they send it back to the state, and the state's going to send it back and say what and when are they going to do
that
by?
Yeah, I was going to just ask, what's the timeline?
Well, once the state gets it, now this is not something that's been voted on. This is just something that the city attorneys put together, and they're going to send it up to the state. And the state's going to tell us whether or not it's put together properly. And the state has 30 days to respond to that. Hopefully they won't take 30 days because then our time frame will be gone to get this moving forward. So hopefully it's been sent to the state. Actually, I had several questions, and we were sent an email saying if you have questions or concerns to notify them, and I continue to try to do that, and as of yesterday did not get a response on my question. So they did finally send me something the state was going to be receiving from the city, so I went ahead and sent those questions up to the state since I was getting no answers here. So hopefully I'll hear something back from the state as well. There's probably people here locally that would prefer I not contact the state, but you know what? Those people up there are working for everybody in the county and throughout the state. And
Our tax dollars pay for them too, right?
Absolutely. So that's not bother me one bit to contact them and get answers from them, because if we have to make a decision here, we need to know that we've got the right information to make that decision.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Let's not make decisions and figure out later that maybe they weren't the right decisions. But hey, we made one. That's not how the way it should work. So,
Right. It just seems that, and I understand it would make sense for us not to all be calling the state. But then it seems to me we need to have open communication. So the minute the state sends something back here, we all of us get the information immediately, not as
it seems like from day one on this put together, we hurried up and tried to get it done. We got it this way, that way, backwards and forwards. And then we've just kind of the last 3 or 4 months of just trying to find a way to make it work. And it just seems like it was just done in haste. And this is the result you get from it.
Well, absolutely. And not being as forthcoming without all decision makers as we go along, so that we could have all had an opportunity to look about what's going on. I do want to share with you that at the staff meeting yesterday with the county commissioners, that they're already talking about another bond issue, and that's a loan, folks. When we talk about a bond, that means that the county's going to be borrowing money, which we all get to help pay back. It will be a 2-year, $2 million bond. So I wonder if that's going to be on top of each 1-year, $2 million.
Yeah, that's what
bond.
I was just going to ask. Is that going to be the case or not?
Right. And then there was a comment.
What, now, what would that money go to, Marty, just for people that don't understand how this game works?
It's what is included here is saying that it looks like they're talking about something for the airport, because one comment was the airport tax rate or levy could be raised and could use the public safety money from savings in the dispatch workers for airport payment. Well, I'm trying to figure out what it is that the airport wants, and that it, once again, can't really say. It does say that the bond could pay for half of the new airport property and then pay off the rest with farm rental revenue. So it may very well be, as they're making adjustments in how much property they need, then you have to figure out how you're going to pay for that extra ground. We do know that we have, like at the fairgrounds, where they're switching property from the fairgrounds over to from the county and putting over into the fairgrounds. That's not a part of this, but I'm just saying that there is a lot of movement right now to figure out what ground do we need.
It was interesting you mentioned profits from farm rental or something. How's the landlord business going downtown? What are you guys in business for again?
Showers.
Right.
Well, I mean, you keep barking up the same tree and where's the evidence that that's a good idea?
I understand that. There's also, because you mentioned that, there's plans to use part of the showers building. They're trying to figure out what they're going to do, trying to make sure we're doing the best we can to cover all of the needs for our space needs. And so they're coming up with all kinds of ideas what we can do when we have so many more people that we're going to be working with.
Where are you getting these people from?
The people that we will be hiring and have already started hiring, having to do with the state's change and the fact that we'll be taking more felons here.
Okay.
And so
that's why you built the parking garage, right?
Could be.
Okay.
What we have to do
is everybody's got a parking spot. That's good.
Whether or not we have the space to be able to provide places for those people to go.
Now we're talking about jail space, correct?
Well, right now we have short-term space that we have to have, where we have to assign conference rooms and meeting areas and so forth for to be prepared to make sure that we can do what we have to do to take care of all the felons coming back. And they've already started asking for more positions from the state money. The judge is saying there's 245 is moving people. It looks to me like maybe there, it says, two is moving people out of the jail number. So now they're talking about housing people elsewhere and not in our jail, and that's $40 a day. Plus whatever medical we might have to pay. And so they're talking about a plan, a short-term plan to maybe change the way we're doing business, part of which was suggested to if someone would be available to leave jail and they could not afford bail, that perhaps that could be a part of the plan, is like going ahead and moving them out of jail and freeing up that space. I've said for a long time, it seemed to me that the people who are still in the jail are just the ones who can't, many, many of them are the ones who cannot afford to make bail.
Sure.
Say it's a pauper's prison, but you know, when you're in there and you know somebody in a cell next to you is going home because, somebody had the money to get them out.
Right.
And they don't have the money.
So Marty,
I don't disagree with it
either, although there has to be some some accountability to those people to make sure that they show up when they are supposed to once they get brought to trial, too.
Oh, absolutely. And if there's no, and that's, I think, the reason why there is such a push here to have a work release center, because if you have somebody who continues to break their probation, but you don't have that, you know, it's a carrot and a stick approach. If you don't have that stick that says you can't break your probation or you're going to lock you up, you know, a day or two or whatever, and you don't have the space to do that, that's why I think we have...
I think we can all agree that the cells need to be for the people that need to be off the street, not the... Yeah. But you're right. There has to be some consequence. We live in a society of rules, and you can't just do what you please because you don't care for them. There isn't a solution.
There is
that.
A rule of law that makes the community work.
But you shouldn't have to build three more jails because half the people in jail are violating their probation and can't afford the bail to get out.
That they just got picked up for something and they don't have the money to get bailed.
That's exactly
right. And they haven't even had their moment in court yet.
Well, and I want to be clear, I am certainly not a jail expert you'd have to speak with the judges to speak.
Just keep us updated on what's going on through that.
Right. What they're just trying to look at what we're already going to do when suddenly we may have need for so many more jail beds that we certainly do not have. And the other possibility of that having to do with how we provide classroom space for these folks that we are trying to make sure that we
I thought you had all that showers building that you haven't got half of it rented out.
That's what I was going to say, that they're talking about using classroom and moving some of the classes
good.
Over to the showers.
Makes
building.
Sense. If you got space, use it. Marty, I don't mean to cut you short, but we are way past where we need
to
be.
Oh, mercy. I forgot to look at the clock.
That's okay. No problem. We appreciate
you,
your insight and information, and we will talk to you next Wednesday.
And welcome back, students.
There you go. They're all
stay
back.
Stay out of our jail.
That's right. We're full.
Yeah,
go do something else. Go help somebody cross the street instead.